Yeah, he's got agendas if anybody wants one. If anybody has public comment cards that they want to turn in, this would be the time to do it.
Raise your hand if you'd like an agenda.
What's that?
Oh, you don't get two agendas because you have two hands.
Also, before we get started, there are cupcakes over there. We had a little celebration dinner for the firefighters before the meeting tonight. And there are cupcakes that are for everybody who comes to the meetings. Just to thank everybody for all their support. My daughter made all the cupcakes. I made the little candies on top. So she has worked really hard all day for those. So please go get one. You can get one now or you can get one as you leave, either way.
Are you getting those for Jeff?
Cards are right there on the podium. You can just fill it out real quick and hand it to me. Started. Thank everybody for coming. We are going to make, I would like to propose that we make one change to the agenda tonight, and that is to add a time to recognize years of service tonight. So I will move that we add that to the agenda at this time.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we're going to go ahead and do that before we even get started. So we are lucky enough to have an acting chief that doesn't like it that nobody's ever been recognized for their time here. And so I will let you take it from here, and then I have a little something to say after you're done.
All right, thank you. It's been my honor to serve the last couple months as acting chief. And this, I have to say, is by far my most enjoyable part. So. It gives me great pleasure to take a few minutes to recognize the employees who've reached milestones in their career with the SAFPD. This first recognition is for a critical member of the department. This person truly keeps the train on the tracks and most importantly makes sure that we all get paid. Connie, could you come up front, please? Connie Massey started with the fire district in 1991. She's seen the department grow and evolve farther than anybody ever dreamed back in this day. I get ahead of myself here. If Connie takes a day off, people begin to lose their minds. It reminds me of when my wife goes out of town and the kids wonder if they're going to starve for the next week. Connie always knows who to call or where to look for an answer. She deals with endless phone calls from the public and endless benefit questions from the firefighters and keeps us on our toes in the front office. Connie, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you and congratulations on 25 years with the Fire Protection District. Number I'd like to recognize, been with the district for 10 years. What he lacks in early morning personality, he makes up for hard work, dedication, and a can-do attitude. Captain Taggart, if you'll come down front, please. Jay Taggart started his career with the Fire Protection District as a volunteer firefighter in our revamped program. In 2007, Jay was hired full-time, where he learned the job under a brilliant firefighter, myself. Jay was promoted in 2010, where he continues to lead the members of B-Shift. Now, we're going to talk about doing this as a brunch presentation, but Jay's lack of morning cheeriness, we thought a dinner was probably a better option. Jay, congratulations on 10 years. Keep grinding and taking care of business. Thank you very much. Have surpassed the five-year mark in their careers with the fire district. Captain Nick Traub, Firefighter Craig Bryan, and Firefighter Byron Watkins, if you'll please come up front. Nick and Craig both have 6 years on full-time on the fire department, and Byron has 7. These guys are dedicated to the department. They hustle. They try to do the best thing in every situation. They want to improve the district where they can. Gentlemen, thank you for your service to the community. We have two more members that are very close to the 5 and 10 year marks. We're recognizing them too in the months ahead. I want to give a huge thanks to the families that are able to come and attend tonight. We certainly couldn't do this job without your support. So thank you very much.
The board actually has a little more that we wanted to present. This is from all members of the board, and we are going to hang these in the hallway, some perpetual plaques. So I want to get them both out. There's one for 5 years of service and one for 10 years of service. And if you guys can come back up here, please. I know you all just sat back down, including you, Connie. This one says, Smithville Area Fire Protection District presented for 5 years of integrity and dedication. And it lists all of the ones that he just named, as well as Dave himself, who is almost 15 years. So we are very lucky to have him here.
Yes, we are.
That says the same thing for 10 years and also has Jay and Dave's name on each one of those because you'll get on each one as you go. So we're going to have these hanging up in the hallways and we just have a little talk with her. all of you guys. These are little fire hats that say firemen on them.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so come up and look at these afterwards, and then we'll get them hung up in the hallway, I'm sure, soon.
Absolutely.
Somebody will get them hung up in the hallway. All right, and there was a dinner tonight before the meeting to thank all of the firefighters and their families, and it was just a really cool time to have everybody with their families all in one spot. The shifts don't hardly ever get up here all at the same time, so it was a lot of fun tonight before the meeting.
And thanks needs to go to Deb and her daughter and Robin, I think, and Bob for doing that, so thank you.
All right, so now we will carry on with, the boring business and get down to it. All right, so the first thing we need to do is the approval of the minutes from June 27th. Is there any discussion on the minutes? No? All right, there's no discussion. I will move that these be accepted as written. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, and was there any discussion on the closed session minutes from June 27th?
Not me.
Okay. I will move that those also be accepted as written. All those in favor?
Aye. You need somebody there by me.
That's a whole agenda item. We haven't even gotten to that yet.
Okay, I marked the wrong one. I'm sorry.
The July 13th special meeting, is there any discussion on those? Those were special minutes that you got separately tonight. Just from the meeting that we had a couple weeks ago. Is there any discussion on those minutes?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of approving those?
Aye.
All right, and that was open and closed session. We're on that same thing. All right, the treasurer's report. Is there any discussion on that for the month of June 2017? Have anything, Greg?
Oh, I had some question marks. We're running under budget, which is good, and payroll. And I guess I was curious that from the extra expense that we would incur for the storm and so on, that we would, we just over budgeted for 17 or what?
Yes, sir. Actually, we did have additional expenses, overtime expenses from the tornado, but I have not adjusted any of the line items from the original budget.
Right. Well, yeah. But we, I guess I'm surprised that we're under budget, so that's good. And then our communications, we're a little bit over budget, but it's that's I think because we have a semi-annual dispatch payment
that's correct.
And has to be accrued out.
Yes, yes.
And then maintenance and supplies, we were over budget. Is that anything particular on that? Okay. I think that building maintenance, is that number one? $33,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the roof, right?
Yes, that would include the roof. And I don't believe then that the transfer of funds would have shown up on here. From capital improvements, they'll come back into that point.
Yeah, that transfer was just done last week, so this will probably come in before that.
Yeah.
I would move we accept the treasurer's report.
All those in favor of filing this report for audit?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Chief's report.
All right, for the month of June leading into July, the month of June, 107 runs. You know, we're just a little bit, still a little bit behind this time of year from last year. Again, that, you know, by next month we could be 50 or 60 runs ahead. So, but it is good that that we've had a lower number of incidents. You see under fires, there were two structure fires. It shows up in the report that way. One of those was in our district, a garage fire out on Wise River. The other one was a mutual aid fire that we helped with in Kearney. But that's how they show up in the report, so that's how I put them in here. I will bring your attention through the end of June, we've had 47 overlapping incidents. And again, those are times where we're on the scene of one incident and we get a second call. So I can't say a number off the top of my head that we haven't been able to respond to, but there have been 47 incidents so far that we're overlapping. So, you'll see a prevention numbers. That'll just start getting busier, you know, as we get back to school and so forth. PR events are still up. You'll see an increase in the number of inspections due primarily to retail fireworks inspections. And those will show up again next year or next month. We do at least two inspections in each tent. Under training, you'll see the firefighters completed 205 hours of training, almost 1,800 so far for the year. Maintenance, there's no leaks in the new roof at Station 1, so that's a positive. Captain Taggart is organizing efforts to clean up the building. We're going to do some deep cleaning and so forth there in the north end especially. We'll be talking a little bit more about that in the future. Here's Station 2. Sprinkler system was maintained as, of course, annual inspection. Station 3, a couple of items that have come up there that I'm working with the contractor about. The biggest of which is a hose reel that was installed. They installed two of them. One of them's never worked right, so the contractor is working with the manufacturer and trying to get a fix there.
That's all under warranty?
It is. Yep, it is. Under apparatus, you know, several small issues been fixed in-house by either Justin Holloman or the crew that's on duty. Conrad Equipment was here and fixed several pieces on the Pierce truck, and in the near future we're going to need to replace the batteries in it. They think that might be the root cause of some of the issues, electrical issues that we had. Other equipment-wise, knock on wood, things have been going well. We're still, I met with Justin again last week, and we're still working on the maintenance issues that are outstanding and so forth, kind of prioritizing those and working towards resolution. So I know under administration, we'll talk a little bit about Bob and I attended the TIF Commission. We continue to have shift meetings with the captains. The upcoming August 21st solar eclipse on the Clay County, working with Clay County Emergency Management, we're going to staff Station 3 that day for 12 hours. There's some very wide projections of the number of visitors we might have to our district. So just in case crowds are a problem or access, more importantly than that, access is a problem. Clay County Parks expects a lot of people in the campground, so we're going to staff Station 3 for that day. With the City of Smithville, we had the liaison meeting. We'll come up later in the agenda. So that's all I have.
All right. There's no discussion. I'll move that we accept the Chief's report.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving right along.
I would just comment, Dave, on the Treasurer's report, your efforts on tracking the sales tax revenue and the graphs, that's good.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, the next item is public comment. So Lonnie Shanks, sorry, if you want to come up, you have You have 3 minutes to talk.
That's it? Talk fast.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for giving us the time to come and talk to you guys about a project that myself and my clients are really excited about, and we hope you guys are too. KCI RV Storage, Steve Kerwin and his wife and son, they are in the process of purchasing some land on 92 and Francis Road, east of here, between here and Kearney. And they are planning on building some RV storage buildings. We have went through the SUP process at Clay County, and it has been approved. Dave, if you want to catch these guys up, you were there with the comment.
I did not attend the meeting. We had talked on the phone, but no, I wasn't at that meeting.
Okay. There was a comment about the fire hydrant being set on site so that the firefighters could fight the fire if something happened. I've been in discussion with District 9, and the flow that they have at that line, which is south of 92, is only about 250 gallons a minute. And they had a board meeting last night and said that there's no way they can get 1,500 gallons a minute at that location. So what we propose is, if you look at the maps, there's several large bodies of water on the property. The largest body of water is approximately over 3 acres, and it's about 15 to 18 foot deep. It's got water year-round. We propose doing a dry hydrant on site so that the fire trucks can pull up and have a all-weather road so they can get on, hook up to the hydrant, and then they can pump whatever the pumpers will pump, which is probably 1,500 gallons a minute. That's my initial presentation.
Sure, if I can add to that, we talked some on the phone, and water supply was our big concern with the amount of storage on space and the nature of the storage, you know, parking RV units, excessive fire loading and so forth. The fire code would call for a minimum of 1,500 gallons per minute flow on site. District 9, remember there's some legislation in there that pertains to how much fire protection water they really have to provide and so forth. So we've spoke back and forth, and I think with a simple hydrant on the site, if they can produce 250, that'd be great. In conjunction with a dry hydrant system, we talked about, you know, getting some an engineer to put their stamp on it that this body of water will hold enough water for firefighting use. A all-weather access road, a dry hydrant system onto it, that I think we can come to some mutually beneficial plan to get enough water on the site to meet the intent of the code.
Okay. Public comment, is it not supposed to be regarding items on the agenda?
No. Public comment at this point can be anything. As we get to agenda items, then they can speak on that particular agenda item. Mm-hmm. We can't make decisions tonight because it's not on the agenda.
Yeah.
But we can put it on next month's agenda for. I mean, you're welcome to give us all the information. We just can't make decisions without it being on the
agenda.
Understand.
We just want to.
But yeah, I mean, that's what public comment's for, is to bring up things that we need to talk about.
We just wanted to make sure we brought it up to you guys and kind of so you guys are aware of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to meet. And just to give you an idea, I calculated it, just, you know, how much volume water. If you do 1,500 gallons a minute, I mean, I think you want 2 hours minimum.
Yes, sir.
It's 180,000 gallons. That pond probably holds 40, 50 times that.
Sure.
So there shouldn't be any problem
shouldn't
on that
issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we will add this to the agenda then.
Okay.
We'll discuss next month.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. All right, we'll move on to old business. First of which is requesting an ad hoc committee to help implement the district promote the issue. Are we talking about the, I don't know who put this on here, are we talking about the election issue, or are we talking about...
Hiring more firefighters to bond issue is what I've always regarded it. If there's any citizen that wants to volunteer to support our firefighters, that's what I'd like to see, somebody step up and start that process, get ready.
Is that just discussion then, or are you making?
Yeah, I mean, if nobody, you know, it's a request of the public. So.
Move on with the fire board mission statement. I think that you guys, did you get a copy of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We kind of talked about it last month, and they said that was fine. We just needed it typed up. That's what we have now. It says to promote and ensure outstanding fire and rescue service in the most cost-effective manner and to provide support to the members of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District. And if there is no discussion on it, then I will... that we accept that mission statement. Second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. All right, next is to review the RFP for LED lighting project at station number 2.
I included in there the bids that we received, and you see kind of a wide variation in costs, and there's also some difference in really they were kind of tough to compare because not everyone did the same fixtures, so Bob, it was every bit as difficult to interpret as you said it would be. But in comparing the two, my recommendation is for the illumination bid for the total cost will be $10,988. You see the rebate for $6,597. So once that part is illumination receives the rebate, then they would invoice us for the remainder, which will be $4,390. Each one of them looked at repayments a little bit different. A couple of the bidders included maintenance costs, which to me seemed like they were high in comparison to the usage costs. So if we looked at just usage, this illumination bid, we've got a return on investment of just under 2 years, and we're money ahead. So that's my recommendation.
Were you comfortable with that bid on that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The issue was whether or not the lighting fixtures are qualified under Kansas Parent Lights program.
Yes.
And some did, some didn't. That's
yes.
Kind of the.
And they had already pre-worked this out with KCP&L under their small business program, so everything should be a go.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's real reasonable.
I think so. That's good price.
Any other questions?
Do we need to move that?
Yes.
I would move to accept Dave's recommendation on the illumination bid.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thank you for doing that. That's really good. That's a lot of work.
All right, next is to review the RFP for the communication tower base at Station 3.
So again, from what I attached, you'll see that we received four proposals. Again, a wide variation of amounts from $10,000 to almost $27,000. In reviewing the original bids that were received, not all of them specified in there that it was a prevailing wage project. To follow that up with, we purchased the state sealed engineering plans that pertain to the towers here, and that changed a little bit than what I was originally provided with the project. So I sent those two qualifiers back to the four bidders, and from that, two of the original bidders rebid their work. So you'll see those shortened construction for $14,500 and PDQ tower service for $31,962. And again, they're all provided the same documents, the same parameters for the project. So with that, it's my recommendation that we award the project to shortened construction.
Do you think one was more than double the other?
I don't know.
I mean, their bids were pretty equal in what they were providing.
What they were doing, you know. They all said to meet the same spec.
Okay. Well, I move that we accept the bid for short construction then for the tower base construction at Station 3.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Next is the follow-up on NEMS training for all board members. Still have one class to take.
As I remember, you were going to double check Dave to see.
I did. You have both.
I'm good?
Yes. Off the hook.
Dog ate my homework. No, I have to do it. I have to do them next week.
Yeah. I have one left to take, too. I wonder why this wasn't ever done before. You know, do you know, Greg, maybe you can answer that since you've been on the board for a while, why this is just now coming up, or, I mean...
Well, maybe in connection with having visited with the city and the liaison meetings, I think it come up in some of those discussions, and I hadn't heard of it before, and then we got word or that it was better if we board members had that training when we applied for grants, as I understood it.
I think it's required.
I've heard pro and con on that, Deb, but it, I mean, anyway, we got it, and for I'm suspect on what it, other than the fact that we've got it done, again, I wouldn't put myself out there to try to help organize some incident on my own. Those courses don't qualify you for that, in my opinion, but that's my own reservations.
All right. I think we need to leave it on there for the agenda next month. Just trying to get it down for next month. Next is publicizing the August election. And we met, I don't remember what day it was, July 13th, I think it was, and approved a flyer that will be distributed to publicize the election. We are not going to do a mailing because it's too expensive, and we've already spent a lot of money to get this on the ballots. What we're going to do is put this in the paper the week before the election. We'll put an ad that looks just like this. I got lots of copies up here if anybody wants one to distribute them yourselves or to talk to your friends or neighbors. And then we will also share it on social media. So if anybody's got sites that they're on, you know, that pertain to Smithville, that they want to put that out on the site, feel free to come get one. I can also send it to you electronically if you want a copy of it to share. So that is how we have decided to do it. We're the only thing on the ballot, so we're not really fighting for any attention against anything else. It's really just trying to get people to get out and vote and support the fire district that day. We cannot say whether we are for it or against it publicly, you know, this is a very generic flyer. We've all said publicly in here whether we are for or against the five-member board. We cannot say that in any kind of campaign material. So this is pretty generic about what is on the ballot. Please get informed. and go out and vote. So if you want a copy of these, feel free to take one as you leave. And if you want me to send it to you electronically, just let me know, and I'll do that tonight or tomorrow. All right. Moving on to the transfer of capital improvement funds for the operating account.
It's done.
Right, that one has been done. Okay. Capital improvement purchase request.
That was the EMS bags, and that's done as well.
Okay, yeah. We do have four new EMS bags. They're pretty cool, especially if you had seen what they had before. I had never seen it until we got the new ones, and somebody showed me what the old ones looked like. Wow, it's a night and day difference, so it's great for our guys to have those. All right, so we will move on to new business. The report from the liaison meeting with the City of Smithville.
Debbie and I attended that on the 20th. The it was actually a pretty quick meeting. In the fire district report, we reviewed what our wind volume was in history, previous year and this year. Our work that's been done for the ISO reassessment, and I think I updated you on that, in that last Monday it was all submitted to ISO. Our regional rep makes his final checks of it and then sends that off to their office in New Jersey, and we should have an answer back in conservatively 5 months that we'll get a new rating. He was very impressed by the improvements that have happened. He can't say what or even estimate what our rating will be, other than he said it will be greatly improved and much better represent the organization. Why this came up in the meeting with the city is 40% of our ISO grade has to do with our water distribution system. So 40% is something that we don't control at all. When we were last assessed in late 1999, early 2000, they had the City of Smithville write out about 200 fire hydrants. And this reassessment as they went through, with the city now is over 400. So it was very, I was able to share with them the fast improvements that have been made in available flow rates and so forth. And all of that has to do with, it shows value in their work of improving infrastructure as well, and being prudent with the with citizens' dollars. So we talked quite a bit about the ISO process, and they look forward to those numbers as well. I gave a little heads up on the work we had done at Station 1. The parking lot that we share between Station 1 and the ball field, the city has paid for that. So they're working to improve that area as well. And you know, I wanted to share that we're doing the same, and we'll have some further discussions about that in the future. And I did let them know, and it was ironic that this meeting happened on the heels of residential fire we had the night before. By September or so, I'd like to do a campaign where we distribute the last of the smoke alarms that we have. We're sitting on a pretty good supply of them, and we really need to get those out into the community. The fire that was the night before this meeting had one smoke alarm in it with no battery. So the units we have a 10-year lifetime, we want to get those out in the community. So we'll probably do some publicity campaign and probably some door-to-door stuff, especially in the downtown area where folks don't have, majority of homes don't have hardwired smoke alarms. So we want to get those out of our hands and get them installed into homes. The city's report, we talked a lot about the TIF project, the tax increment financing project, the downtown cityscape, and what that's going to do for our access for a while, if that program or project goes through, and then several street closures that are going to occur within the 150th anniversary celebration. So it was a productive meeting and lots of good communication.
And some street closures coming up on August 19th too, as well.
Yes, for this.
There's a parade Jefferson. Of like 150 classic and vintage cars that's going to come through Smithville.
Yeah.
pretty cool, but it'll close a lot of streets.
Yeah, it's going to, for a little while, it's going to take some, it's gonna make some challenges.
Dave?
Yes, sir.
What, was there any mention about the number of hydrants that were yet to be upgraded or fixed or what have you?
That list, they didn't bring that list, and I don't know that it's changed within from the last meeting. I know the ones they were down to, there were some particular ones that I think the plan was more replacement than it was repair at this point. So they were parts of replacement projects for the future. So I know that we didn't discuss that list again.
So out of some 25 total and down to about 5 that needed to be something.
Yeah, 5, maybe 7 that we had that had some kind of issue with.
Okay.
And that's no future date was set at that meeting for the next meeting. So I guess we'll play it by ear.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next is the agreement with the city of Smithville regarding TIF funds. And you know, Steve and Mac are back there. So if one of you guys wants to come up and
to show you how simple this is, and we'll let Jack. Dave, I did get the updated.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jack Hendricks, the Director of Development for the City of Smithville. I can talk all you want. I think it'd probably be easier if you had a general set of questions you wanted and I can answer them. The TIF plan is that great big giant book I just gave him. So there's a lot. I can give you a brief overview of the impact.
Yeah, if you could do that, that'd
be helpful. The agreement you have before you is the same agreement they use, pretty standard. It's based on a state law that says that fire districts and ambulance districts organized under certain chapters of the state law get a minimum percentage out of the special allocation fund in a TIF, and that's the capture money. And it's somewhere between 50 and 100%. It doesn't say anything more than that. There's never been a challenge one way or the other. No fire district or ambulance district has ever challenged, neither has the city. Usually they come to an agreement somewhere right down the center, like 75. That's what they've got here. 75% of the revenue coming through the TIF project will stay in the fire district. 25 will go into the special allocation fund to assist the financing of it. And that is on both property and sales. Property taxes, the spreadsheet I've seen gives us a rough number of money to the district each year while this is up and running after the buildings are built, about $20,000 in property taxes a year. Sales taxes, it's 25% capture, so 75% of what you would normally get from the sales would come back to you. Dave and I did some math a while ago because he and I are both finding it hard to read the little numbers on these things. So we redid the math. Based upon estimated sales of $43 million a year on sales at the site, which is estimated to happen within year 3 or 4, the calculation shows that the district would get $161,000, roughly, in additional sales tax revenue. The remaining $43,000 would go to the TIF fund. So net benefit to the district with the agreement gets you at $180,000 a year additional. The remaining money would 25%. One-third of that amount, so $60,000, would go to the TIF allocation fund to assist in the new water lines, the hydrants, and that.
Okay, Jack, when you say $180,000 additional on top of
what you're getting now.
Okay, and from what I've been able to glean from the paper and from reading this, the original TIF agreement, was it 100%? And then this, I think, or one at some place they're talking about 50% that would come back, and now we're at 75. Am I?
Yeah, and let me ask you a question. The original, meaning the 2006 original one that failed?
Yes.
Or?
Well, the one that was going to finance that whole thing before it went down.
Right. That one was a 15 year recoupment period, and it was 50% of everything. This one's a 23-year for this district. It's 75% instead. So you went up 25%, added several years.
And this is for a Price Chopper, a hardware store, and a tractor?
Yes.
Are there other things that you know are going in there? Or?
Yes. I'm not at liberty to discuss it yet, because until something happens, they don't want to put those specific contracts at risk. Have somebody walk off.
Additional pads, Jack.
Yes. Yeah, and there are four pads in the front. Two of them are restaurant, two of them are retail. About 8,000 square foot per building, roughly. One of those restaurant pads is taken.
Okay.
They do not have the hardware store identified specifically. They've got three different ones that are battling to try and give them the best deal to get the spot. And the tractor dealership would be closing their stores in Kearney and Platte City and moving them here. It's the John Deere. That's publicly been identified, yeah.
Is there a vote yet to be taken on what happens or what doesn't happen?
Yeah, the final step from the city's perspective relates to August 1st, next Tuesday. That's when the TIF plan, the redevelopment agreement, the TIF agreement, there are five things that are on, including the abrogation of the old one, to wipe the old one out. You can't have two TIFs on the same property. The old one, which has only got 3 years of recoupment time left on it, has to go away. So that'll be one of the ordinances.
What do you think the time frame is for them actually getting this stuff built?
John Deere, they want to be open by July 1. The grocery store and the hardware store, probably 60 to 90 after that, so say September-ish. And depending on when everything rolls out, the restaurant that's identified themselves on it, it takes about, they should be able to go up by July. It's a restaurant building. It's small compared to the rest of it. So their construction time is significantly shorter. It's about one-third the size of the smallest building up there. The grocery store obviously takes longer. It's 72,000 square feet. So total project, about 115,000 square feet. By year 18, I think they're, or excuse me, year 23, they're projecting annual sales at $63 million, which would generate substantially more. You know, that would go from 160 to this board to 240 a year in just sales tax. So the answer, board member Atkins' question, the old deal was 15 at 50. That you received, this one is 23 years at 75. Getting more, but you're getting the reduction for a longer period. I haven't done the present value calculations, but I would suspect this is a better deal than the other one.
So is there action that's needed by the board tonight?
Ultimately, it's whether or not, and maybe Dave can, I don't know how your all's agendas will work, it's whether or not you guys approve the agreement and can execute it. This is one of the items on the agenda for the Board of Aldermen to approve, assuming it's approved by you, so that they can approve and get the mayor to sign it. And that's on for next Tuesday. Yeah.
I have the agreements printed. If it's approved, they want two signed copies of the approved resolution. And basically what that is the reimbursement agreement, which outlined, and that's what I included in your packet, that outlines basically what Jack said as how, and really the clearest point of that is the last page under
Exhibit A,
where it shows the flow of district revenues, and basically we will receive all of the sales tax revenue will come directly to us, and then we will take a quarter of that money and transfer it on to the city of Smithville. And likewise, under the property tax revenue, The city will receive all property tax amounts that that are paid, as taxes are paid, and that they will transfer 75% of what comes from this project to us.
And the city administration is all for this.
That's my understanding. We'll find out Tuesday.
So you want some?
Do you have anything to add to it? You went to the TIF meetings, right? Do you have any things that you want to add to that?
That's a little better than we anticipated. We thought it was going to be 50%, but the very best. The 23 years was a little concerning to at one point, but the revenue based on the tenants at that location will actually increase and wash it, as I understand it. So it will benefit from it.
And you know, the big picture is that the economic growth is going to drive the residential growth, which, you know, drives our tax base as well. You know, I think to make a good case that this project is vital to, you know, the future of Smithville, and it hinges other things on it. You know, success here leads to success in other areas of the district as well.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
I feel like that we'll be ahead. We won't lose ground. We won't be behind from what I understand.
Absolutely. I agree.
And that was kind of a concern, to lose that sales from the grocery store, for example. And she'll be increasing it with the ag dealer. So.
Okay.
Well, in the grocery store itself, you know, I think they made a good point as a meeting that, you know, the Constantino group that wants to do this, they're investing. You know, they're bringing a lot of money to the table with this as well. And their ballpark projection is that their sales will double from the current Price Chopper location to the new Price Chopper location. So you're looking at double sales there. Now, that would take away, in theory, the grocery sales from the current building. You know, it's going to transfer up there and double. But we still get our property tax off of the other. They aren't going to tear down the other building. And some other tenant is going to move in there, and you know, I hope they're very successful as well. You know, somebody do something in there.
Can you guarantee that somebody's going to move in there?
Well,
is it anticipated? I mean, is it already rumored?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack,
we've been in contact with three parties, all of which are waiting to see if the TIF gets approved before they start.
They're not going to move into the current Price Chopper.
Yeah, the Price Chopper in existence will stay open until they literally close on a Friday night and move in whenever that however that happens. It's contingent upon them. Their Casentino's and their developer are assisting in getting a tenant because they're on the hook for another 2 years after that on lease payments. So they want to get it filled as soon as they can. So we have combined been speaking with three different folks.
Okay.
That are a nice fit for downtown, all retail.
You can't just tell us who those rumors are.
It is a company that likes to take over old grocery stores. You've seen them all over. They do.
We'll happen to have an
extra grocery store.
Good enough. Fair enough. All right. So, do we need to make a motion for this?
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve it to end the other one and decide to go with this offer.
Okay, I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. All right. That is the end of our open session. I just want to say again how much we appreciate these firefighters. This whole town is safe because of what you guys do. and we really appreciate that. And I don't know that you get enough recognition for that, but just know that, that we all appreciate you for that. And keep on doing what you're doing, because it's awesome. So I will make a motion that we, I will move that we go into closed session as authorized by the State of Missouri Sunshine Law 610.21 for legal and personnel at this time.
Can you thank Greg for the so.
Oh, yeah, Greg. Is Greg Vincent still here?
Yes.
Oh, you're hiding back there. Greg Vincent is the one who provided our barbecue tonight. Your barbecue team is called Gonna Get Rescue.
The board, he might be feeding
you. Oh my goodness. Top notch barbecue. If y'all want some good barbecue, Greg is the one to talk to, and we appreciate you providing that for us tonight. Don't forget that there are cupcakes over here. Please take some cupcakes with you as you go. And the next meeting is August 22nd at 7 p.m., and we need to do a roll call vote. We want to close session. So, Bob?
Aye.
Greg?
Aye.
And I am a yes. All right, thank you guys so much for coming. And next time you're in, look for these plaques hanging up at home with them somewhere.
Do you have that signed piece I need to that signed copy?
I didn't.
Okay. If he passes me, I can pass it over.
I don't. Hold on. I didn't. I don't have it yet.
Hold on, you don't have it. There's laying there all my stuff.
That's all right.
Yeah, I thought, okay. Where is it? Nobody, right?